science, learning, business, community, you. Welcome to Think Works, the podcast for people who like to think. Because thinking is the hardest work there is. Come with us on a journey into the world of ideas with your host, Darren Smithson.
Hello and welcome to another episode of ThinkWorks, the place where we do all the heavy lifting when it comes to thinking. And this week I want to talk about a principle that is explained in more detail in my new book, You 2.0, Build Yourself Better, which is out soon. And that principle is known as the Kill All Monsters principle. Now, in a nutshell, the principle behind the thinking behind this principle is when you go to see a sci-fi flick or a horror movie set in space or after a UFO's crashed, or for example, you see these humans discover some monstrous egg or larvae or just something small, and there's a debate about should we destroy it now or shall we just, you know, see what happens. And usually for the plot, the scientists decide to step in and say, oh no, we need to study this because it might have huge benefit for mankind. And then the monster hatches and grows very quickly and proceeds to kill them all. And that's what this is about. It's about realizing that sometimes monsters are in your organization or in your circle of friends even, and they can grow gradually over time. Now, what's key here is that this kill all monsters principle shouldn't be confused with the idea of prevention is better than cure, which I discuss in principle one in the book. Prevention is better than cure. It talks about keeping your organization lean and fit and healthy and don't bloat during the good times, and just literally making sure that your organization or department or team or whatever is always ready and adaptable should circumstances change around you. Now, kill all monsters is all about the fact that a monster can go about very slowly gathering pace inside your organization, but so slowly at first it's unnoticed. And then when you do spot it, that's when you've got to move quickly to cut that out. Sometimes the monster goes unnoticed until it's become large enough to be noticed. When this happens, you shouldn't delay. Stamp all over the little critters as soon as you notice them. And if they've already grown into a bigger size, then just get a bigger boot. It's really important that as soon as you notice the monster, you kill it. It doesn't matter how long it's been allowed to embed itself within your organization or team. It doesn't matter how it's come about through history of your organization or team. It's about taking swift action, because if you let the monster get any bigger, it could end up destroying everything you're trying to build. I mean, just ask Tokyo whenever Godzilla appears. It's just, you just need to look at the fact that it's better to take action and destroy something before it destroys you. I guess what I'm trying to say is the difference between prevention is better than the cure is that prevention is better than the cure is all about monitoring your business and marketplace so that you notice what's working and what's not, so you can then cut and prune when and where you need to. In other words, it's about preventing aspects of your business getting out of control. This principle is all about dealing with shocks or legacies that aren't really noticeable if you're not proactively looking out for them. When you link this principle up with principle one, prevention is better than the cure, and crucially, principle 13, the unexpected guest, which I'll talk about in a future episode of ThinkWorks, you'll find that you have both the scanning system, which is the workshop that you would design within principle 13, the initial culture, which you will build on principle one, which is prevention is better than the cure, and then the strategies for eradication are here in principle five, along with, and this is crucial, that necessary mind shift needed to become a monster killer. So, some words of wisdom. Even from the beginning, that was the problem. People liked pretty things. People even liked pretty things that wanted to kill and eat them. Holly Black, the coldest girl in Cold Town. This is where we need to borrow an idea from Buffy the Vampire Slayer. and you're the potential. You're the training slayer, and I'm your watcher. Not in some creepy way, but just the guide and teacher type of way. So here we go. There's some rules that you need to know about monsters. The first one is monsters can appear good on the surface. These are the monsters that started out as allies and friends, and that could be a person or a process, but they started out as an ally or friend. They got you going, they helped build you and your success in your team, your business, your family life, whatever. And for a long time, they were an integral part of your life or success. But over time, they've become a dangerous legacy. At best, they're slowing down your ability to be nimble or adaptable. And at worst, they're sapping resources and energies. Crucially, energies here is really important. In other words, they're now feeding on your business or in a personal context, possibly your health or focus, in such a way that they are no longer suitable to keep around. In a business context, that would be the great IT order processing and back office system that's been part of the business since day one. Now, what you have to realize is it was great. It was the state of the art back then, because it gave you a fully integrated order, fulfillment, confirmation and management tool, but it's become laggy, it's become bugger-ridden. The company that made it may have gone out of business, or the things around it, the operating systems around it, or the equipment around it, have outgrown that particular system's ability to keep up. So it's now actually costing you a huge amount to keep it maintained and supported. It's sapping your resources. In a personal context, it could be that friend who was great fun to be around when you were growing up, but now as you try to get your business growing or you want to concentrate on building your family or a family, he's the one that wants to keep the party going. He's the guy who, even when you say you need to do a proposal by Monday or you want to have time with the kids on a Saturday, he's the one that makes you feel that you have to have time to spare for one more drink. And again, you have to look at cutting him or her out of that circle of friends, immediate circle of friends. These are the monsters, therefore, that you should monitor and do a simple profit and loss exercise on. If there's anything less than a 60-40 positive to negative score, you have to destroy the monster there and then. If it's around the 60-40 mark, or even 50-50, 55-45, I recommend you start the process of changing it ready for the moment that the profit and loss ratio worsens. So you're already taking steps to cut that monster out, should it actually grow any bigger, which it most certainly will. The second rule that you need to know about monsters is monsters can attack from inside and outside. This is where the unexpected guest principle can be vitally important. Let's say you're being careful, you're monitoring what works and what doesn't, you're not afraid to cut things out or to say no to feeding the monsters from within. The trouble is that sometimes a monster can appear from the depths of the ocean and squash your city in moments. I mean, think Nokia and BlackBerry, and then BlackBerry and the Apple iPhone. Think vinyl and the CD, Blockbuster Video Rental and Amazon Prime. Think Atari and Amiga even, and the rise of the PC. In other words, you can do the best at what you do. You can trade blows with your competitors and outgrow one another back and forth. You get those small wins. But suddenly a brand new monster appears with powers that make your own monsters look completely ineffectual. So running the unexpected guest workshop, which I'll discuss in a couple of weeks, on a regular basis can help you put some adaptation strategies in place for you to at least defend your city or your market or your family life. It doesn't matter which way around you want to take a look at this. And it just means that you can... It sustains you long enough so you can come up with a new business model and adapt to the new paradigm or a new way of managing your family life or personal life until you can adapt to a new paradigm. The third rule is that monsters can be hard to recognize. In the movies, it's always the beautiful or very handsome vampire that leads you into a promised alleyway of love. But then they drink you dry and leave you a dead husk on the ground. In other words, these are the shiny new toys that everyone else seems to be doing or employing. Now, it might be that these new things are great for your business or for your home life. It doesn't matter, but before you employ them, I heartily recommend that you test them out first. The great new shiny thing as I write this book is AI, of course. It's everywhere and is being pushed everywhere all at the same time. The problem with AI is that it still relies on a very old-fashioned rule called GIGO. Garbage in, garbage out. It's humans that program AI. It's humans that set up the initial algorithms for it to do its data harvesting. So you have to remember that. Couple this with the fact that a lot of apps claiming to be AI are nothing of the sort. So when your IT director decides that the new OkieCookie 2000 AI system is the best thing since sliced bread, make sure you thoroughly test it across all departments before rolling it out and letting it spread its tentacles across all the aspects of your business. I'm not telling you to doubt your IT director, crucially. I'm simply saying that your IT director might be under a technological spell. Now, this is true in the personal context as well. All your friends may have signed up for this new bungee jumping class, but you should always ask, is this what I really want to do, or is it because everyone else is doing it? If you don't want to do it, don't do it. Don't let peer pressure be the one that puts you in a position where you're going to do something you're not going to enjoy. It's going to cost you money, and it could even cost you a broken arm or something. You just got to be careful. This is a little take a bite for you. Set up two workshops. The first one to look at examining your existing operations, processes and policies, or if in your life, routines, families, friends, etc. Make sure everyone knows that nothing is out of bounds, nothing is sacred. Any aspect that no longer serves the company, business, organization, or family should begin replacement work immediately. Then do the second workshop and ask the question, what monster event, no matter how outlandish, should it occur, could destroy our business, or my life, overnight? Brainstorm all the answers, decide on which would be the most likely, and put an adaptation plan in place so you can proactively have your own monster at the ready. Now, I'm going to talk about the unexpected guest principle in a couple of weeks, and we'll go through this kind of workshop, that second workshop format, in more detail then. But I just wanted to give you a quick overview of the kill all monsters principle, because it is very, very powerful when you combine it with principle one, which is prevention is better than cure, and principle 13, which is the unexpected guest, or dealing with the unexpected guest. In conclusion, never be afraid to slash and hack away at all the things that don't serve you. Much better to take a small amount of pain now than be eaten whole later. It's just true on all aspects of professional and personal life. Being a monster killer can be hard. It can even seem harsh and cold. But the city will make you their hero once you protect it from being destroyed. And that's another thing to look at it. Go through the pain, go through the hardship, come out at the other end, be the hero, save the world, save the business, save the family, save the everything around you, the community group or the project that you can see is floundering. Just literally step in, take charge, and deal with the monster there and then. That's all I'm going to say. Right, so I enjoyed that. It's just a quick run through. As I say, the book has more examples and more detail in it, and that'll be out very soon. In the meantime, we've got coming up here on ThinkWorks, we've got another Unexplained Mysteries, and we're going to look at the whole idea of cryptozoology, and that is the study of creatures that are legendary, but may have the kind of grain of truth that started the legend in the first place. So that's coming up, and also I'll do the unexpected guest principle here as well. We've got loads of other ideas that we're working on, and sooner or later I am going to start going back to those very early episodes and doing updates and more in-depth look at some of those, because I wanted to obviously get ThinkWorks established when I first started. I wanted to learn the craft. I didn't have a clue about how to do a podcast. And so I think a couple of those early episodes need redoing in terms of new ideas and new ways of talking about the subject and going a little bit more deep into them as well. So keep watching out for updates and all that. In the meantime, don't stop asking questions. And you can ask questions about this particular episode if you go to the ThinkWorks forum, which is darreninform.com/ThinkWorks forum. You will find that there is a room for ThinkWorks. And if you go in there, there'll be a post that corresponds to this episode for you to comment on and ask questions or for any other advice around the idea. And also in those posts, tell me what subjects you might like me to consider in the future as well. And we'll go through all those. So thanks for that. Thanks for listening. Keep asking questions. Stay safe. And I'll see you next week.
If you would like to find out more, or join in with the conversation, our forum has a corresponding post for you to comment in. Simply go to darreninform.com/thinkworksforum and join in the fun. Or you can join the Facebook page by searching for at Darren Inform for news, tips and other helpful strategies. The show was hosted by Darren Smithson, and the music is by Alexander Nakarada. You have been listening to ThinkWorks, the podcast for thinkers.